How are you guys? Are you good? Give the person a high five next to you and say, God is good. Amen. He is very, very good. Welcome to week 3 of Hearing God. The first week, remember, we said, does God speak? And we said, he does. We heard that he spoke to Moses via a burning bush. We heard that Elijah was trying to hear God's voice, and he thought it would be in the storm, and it was no voice. He thought it would be in the wind, and there was no voice. And then it was a still small voice that he heard. So we realized that God does speak. How does God speak? And remember, Jen showed us a whole lot of things, and I'm going to teach you how to hear God's voice. I'm trusting that by the end of this session, that you would have heard God speak to you. Okay, I've prayed this week, and I know that God speaks, so he's going to speak to you. But first, let's see how God does speak. So he speaks through scripture, through Jesus, through thoughts, through music, through nature, prophecy, through people, through prayer, through peace, through events, silence, dreams, wonders, and through speech. Now, I want you quickly to write down the 14 ways that God speaks. I've just shown you them. There's 14 of them. So you have to write down all 14 and not in order. As long as you just write the 14 down, that'd be awesome. I'm giving you 2 minutes. So quick. Okay, who's done? You got 12. 12. How many? But now I'm going to concentrate on thoughts and visions. And by the end of this, you are going to have thoughts and visions. How's that? Does that sound like a plan? Okay. Now, I have listened to podcasts. I have listened to sermons. I have read books. And there's 6, and some people have 7 keys. But in all of these keys, there's 4 main keys in how to hear God's voice for yourself. And I'm trusting that by the end of this, you're going to hear God's voice every day for yourself. Okay, so my scripture today is from Habakkuk. And it goes, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. Ramparts are big walls that surround a city. And they're wide enough for soldiers to march up and down and to keep watch to protect the city. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answers I'm to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that the herald may run with it. All 4 keys is in that verse. And I'm going to unpack it slowly and surely for you to see what they are. Stop is the first one. Quieten yourself down. Now, I know that you guys wake up in the morning, you're on your WhatsApp, you're having breakfast, you rush off to school, you do your extramurals, you rush home, you eat lunch if you've got lunch, you do homework, maybe watch some TV, have dinner, go back onto WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and then you go to bed. And tomorrow it's the same. Am I right? Okay, but I'm going to ask you to put some time aside every day, 10 minutes every day, either in the morning or the evening, depends on what suits you. And I want you to quieten yourself down, because the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. So he's asking us to be still. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. So he's asking us to take some time and just put that time aside for God. Okay, so, you can tell me where that is. Emerentia Dam. Whose backyard? I'm coming to visit you. It's Tabele's backyard. Okay, so my journey started in 2007 when I had thought I had never heard God's voice. And I decided I was going to go on a journey to hear God's voice for myself. I was tired of asking people to pray for me. I wanted to hear God because he's my dad. So surely he wants to speak to me. And I used to go for a whole year, almost every day, I used to go and walk around Emerentia Dam to take my Bible. I used to read scripture. And one day, I'll never forget this, it was clear as daylight. I was walking down this path. And as I got down, the tree that I'd walked past was rustling. And I was like, but there was no wind. Do you know what? I have felt such a presence, such a good presence. It was awesome. And I knew that I was walking with Jesus. And I think from that day, my whole quiet time changed because every day I would walk in Emerentia and I could imagine Jesus walking next to me. He's a little bit taller than me. And he'd walk with me and we would chat. We'd chat about his scripture. So find a place where you can be quiet, where nobody's going to bug you, where your brother and sister won't want to come borrow stuff from you. So you would go and sit maybe in your bedroom. Maybe you like nature, and so sitting outside would be better for you. So go and find a place where you can stop and be quiet. Now, to look. What do you need to look for? Look for vision. Now, from what I've read, all the books that I've read and stuff I've listened to, who says that imagination is from God? I believe imagination, God gave us imagination. Unfortunately, some of us have warped our imagination. But God has given us imagination. And the scripture says, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. And that is, God, open my imagination. Help me to see what's not here, but in my mind and in my heart, help me to see. And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. If you were here that day that Genevieve's dad came and prayed and prophesied over you, you have no excuse not to hear God's voice. God says, my children will hear my voice, or my sheep will hear my voice. And so if you're a sheep, you're going to hear his voice. Do you know that where you sing right now, there are angels and demons fighting and wrestling? Okay, the angels are winning, obviously. But you know that we are right smack bang in the middle of the supernatural. We don't see it because either we don't believe it or we are doubtful of it. Okay. But it's happening. And you know why God gave us that? So that we could see him working. So that we can see him moving on our behalf and changing the circumstances and that. And so I have no doubt that you guys can see this. Mark and I were driving somewhere one early morning, and we listened to a podcast, and it was some random lady, and she was talking about how she looked out of, as a little girl, she used to look out of her window, and she used to see trolls and fairies fighting. Now, I believe she did, but I don't think they were trolls and fairies. I think they were angels and demons. But because she wasn't a Christian and she actually saw that. Hey? So we actually can see the supernatural if we believe that it exists. Okay. God's using that so that we can see the spiritual realm and we can see how God is moving. I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. I've set the Lord before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Those are two different scriptures from Old Testament and New Testament. And what was interesting is that they're different writers. So one's Luke and the other one is David. And so they used their imagination to see God, to see Jesus in their circumstances. So every day you'd wake up and you'd say, okay, Jesus, I see you with me. I can see you. Did they see him in the physical? I don't know, but I think it was more in their hearts. They knew that God was with them, and so they kind of saw that. You can see Christ's presence with you because Christ is present with you. He's promised he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always. Okay, so we know that he is here. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to close your eyes. Can you all close your eyes? Okay, now I want you to imagine that Jesus is in this room right now. I want you to see him. I want you to imagine where he's standing. What is he doing? Maybe he's hugging you. Maybe he's just standing next to you, got his arm around you. And maybe he's saying something to you. I want you just to quietly listen out for that. Okay, you can open your eyes. Okay. Abba, would you come and share what you experienced? Because you experienced something I saw on your face. So would you just come and share with us quickly what you experienced?
So, when I closed my eyes, I saw God, or Jesus, sitting next to me. And it was like I was crying, and when he came to sit next to me, he didn't say any soothing thing or anything. He laughed. So I looked at him and said, no, how do you laugh at someone when they're going through so much? And he just said, I'm laughing because you just don't see the power that I've given you. I've given you power to conquer everything, and yet you sit here and let things trample over you. So that's all I heard.
Anyone else want to come share? Okay, perfect. How powerful is that? Huh? Because you've opened your imagination. Your imagination is from God, and you imagined him. And you actually can feel his presence. The key number three is to listen. And you're like, listen for what? Am I going to hear God actually speak? Am I going to hear this audible voice? And maybe you will. God's voice often sounds like a flow of spontaneous thoughts. So what that means is that you'll start thinking something, and then there's just this flow of thoughts that just come in, like, and you're like, why did I think that? Like, well, where did that come from? Have you ever had that? Have you ever had that where you were like talking to somebody and all of a sudden this other stuff comes in and you're like, you're sharing with, I had something with David the one day. I was chatting to David, and he's not here, one of our adult leaders. And we're just chatting, and all of a sudden I had some other ideas, and I was just sharing with him as it was coming into my head. And he looked at me and he said, wow. He says, will you speak to my sister? It was just at that moment, God was just sharing stuff with me, and I didn't even know it was God until he was saying, wow, that's powerful. Can you speak to my sister sometime? So it's just this flow of thoughts, this smooth flow of thoughts that comes into your head. I lost a gold bracelet when I was your age. And I'd gone to church that morning and came back, didn't notice that it had gone. And then sometime in the afternoon, it was gone. And I was like, oh. And it was my first piece of gold. And it was like, ooh, it's really expensive. And I was devastated. I almost was like a bit panicky. And while I went into my room and I just prayed, I said, Lord, I'm like devastated. This is so sad. And then I just felt the thought came into my mind, why don't you go back to church the way you went this morning? I'm like, okay, well. And so I walked to church the way I did that morning. And on the path, there was my gold bracelet. Did I think it was going to be there? I mean, it was hours later. No, I didn't. I really believe that that was God just saying, like, hey, I know that was precious to you. I'll give it back. God's good. In 1 Kings 19, 12 to 13, Elijah experienced God as the whispering God. Remember, he was in the cave, and there was wind and storm, and God wasn't in that But then there was that still small voice. I want to say that God does speak like that, but I want you to experience God in a spontaneous flow of thought, vision, feeling, and impressions. And by the time you've gone today, you would have experienced that. The key number four is to write stuff down. I really want to encourage you to start writing. Now, what do I want you to write? I want you to start journaling. Who of you journal? Wow. Excellent. I see guys don't really journal. But I really want to encourage you to journal. And it's not just you writing down your thoughts. And I feel really rubbish today. And I wish I could kill myself. And da-da. And then come back tomorrow. And okay, I'm feeling a little bit better today. I'm not asking you to write that. I want you to write a prayer to God. Or write a question to God. And then to pray, Lord, why don't you speak to me about that? And then start writing down the thoughts. You've got to trust that the thoughts, because you've prayed about it, you said, Lord, I need you to speak to me. And God says, if you're my child and you ask for a fish, will I give you a stone? No, God doesn't do that. Hey, if you ask God, please speak to me, guess what? He's going to speak to you. And so the thoughts that come into your mind, you start writing them down. And if you get stuck and you say, Lord, is that all? I can tell you now, he's going to speak some more and you're going to write some more. Okay, so I want you to journal. Do you know that the Bible is basically different people's journaling? God kept telling people, write the vision, write those songs down, write revelation down, my visions. That is people's, that was how they journaled. And who knows, maybe your journal will one day become famous. Whoever read, oh no, this is just off the top of my head, Anne Frank, whoever read her journal? Okay, isn't it powerful? It's about a little Jewish girl that got stuck in an attic because the Germans were after her, and so she started journaling, and she went on fantasies. It was quite powerful, hey? So maybe one day your journal will become that famous. Not sure, but who knows? Okay, so I want to encourage you to journal and to write down stuff, because when you go back, that's when you see that God has spoken to you. That's when you see. So you write down what God says, and then you read back, and then often I'm in tears when I've read stuff, and I've journaled, and I just write, and I think, okay, let me read that back, and I go read back, and then there's this profound stuff that comes out of there. But you know what's so funny? God sounds like me on paper. God doesn't have big words, and it's not different. It sounds like me. So it's my words that God is using to speak back at me. Does that make sense? Hey, I mean, he uses things, he uses the way I understand stuff to speak to me. So there are four keys to opening God's voice for you, for every day. First one is to stop. Second one is to look. Third one is to listen. And the fourth one is to write. And I want you guys to do that. This is a challenge. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is I'm going to give you a piece of paper. And on the piece of paper, I want you to, there's a question that says, Lord, what do you want to say to me? And I want you to ask that. I want you to sit quietly. I want you to stop being busy, stop thinking about thousands of things. If you've got something that you're worried about, turn the page over and write it at the top. And then I want you to turn the page back, and then I want you to quieten yourself, to open the eye of your heart and to say, Lord, pretend that imagine he's sitting right next to you. Tune to spontaneous thought. I want you to start writing. Write down the stuff that comes to your mind. And if you stop, then say, Lord, is that all you've got to say to me? Is there something else you want to say? And then just start writing again. And like, remember I said it's going to sound like you. And it's okay. If you don't trust that your own writing, you can come to any of the adult leaders and let them read what you're saying. Or you can come and read it to us. And let us tell you if it sounds like God. If you're just not sure, but I can tell you it will be God. And then just write it down and write it down. Okay, I'm going to give you 10 minutes to do that. Okay, if you want to move somewhere more comfortable, on the carpet, on the chair, wherever, just go and spread yourself out. And I want you to get quiet with the Lord and ask Him to speak to you. Okay, are you done sharing? Okay, who heard one that was really well? And you're like, oh, that was from God. Did you hear one that was really well? Okay, whose was it? Whose one was it? Was it yours? Whose was it? Who heard one of those and was said, wow, that is really from God? Did you? Okay, Bongi, come share it with us.
So my question was, how can I guard my heart so it can be protected so there are no unnecessary disappointments? And then the thoughts were, there are layers of my being that are set out and put in place to protect my heart, just like my rib cage, and God is like a rib cage. And there are two sides of my ribs which are like God's hands, and they're always ready to catch all the broken pieces and put them back in place.
So I asked God, Lord, what about my walk with you most pleases you? And He said, you are humble and great things are going to come your way. You are kind and I will bless you when you bless other people. And you are determined. When you want something, you will work for it. And because you work for it, you shall be successful in it.
Did that sound like it was from God? Yes, for sure. If I asked you to think about a red apple, can I tell you, don't think about a red apple? You're going to think of a red apple, hey? That's your imagination. Your imagination is so vivid that you can see. And so I know that if you can think of a red apple, you can think of Jesus. Okay. Awesome. Can we pray? Can we just ask God? Firstly, I want to challenge you to, and I think I did this already, but I want to challenge you for this, for the next 7 days. Guys, I want to challenge you too, for the next 7 days, to give 10 minutes of your morning or your evening to God, and you practice this. And then you go back and read it and see what God does. This will stop you from making bad decisions, bad relationship decisions, bad job choices, bad study choices. I reckon that if you can get this right, this is probably the most important part of your Christian walk than anything else that you do. If you get this right, then your life will be awesome. Okay. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you are a God that has relationships with us. Thank you that you want to speak to us. Thank you that you want to tell us your secrets. You want to tell us good things. You want to show us great things. Lord, sometimes we are afraid. Sometimes we think that you're going to ask us things that we don't know how to do. But God, thank you that you've promised us that you're with us and that you'll walk these roads with us. Father, I ask right now that each one of these young people, young men and women who are sitting here before you, that this week they will hear from you. God, I pray that as they pick up their Bibles, that you will shout at them what you want them to know. When they sit down and they're thinking about something, Lord, I pray that you will speak to them. God, I ask that you will, that they will have an encounter with you this whole week. And God, may they just grow stronger and more fit for you. Lord God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace in our lives. We love you, Lord. And may we bring you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now next week, how can I hear God? We're going to find another way to hear God. But this week, you have to practice this. Okay. May you be blessed this week. God bless you.